Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Before we jump into the show, I do want to send a quick note out. Got a note this morning from the from Helena Schools. They're working out the kinks still on weekday breakfast and lunch deliveries. That started here the other day. 1 in 5 of our area kids rely, though, on the kid packs that they put together from Helena Food Share. That's what sort of keeps these kiddos going over the weekend when they just don't have accessibility to food. And the Salvation Army, Helena Food Share, kids are still going to get that food over the weekends while the schools are closed. We've got hundreds of volunteers helping Salvation Army Food Share again, delivering kid packs to the homes of those students who normally get those kid packs. Now, typically those are done through the schools, but schools closed right now. So they just want to let folks know that volunteers are going to be leaving food packs on the porches, steps, wherever's close to the door, based on spreadsheets that were put together by school counselors, administrators. This is the only time that they're going to do direct to home delivery. Volunteers aren't going to be knocking on doors, ringing doorbells, that sort of thing, but they just want the public communities to be aware that they're going to have strangers approaching houses in neighborhoods, dropping those things off. Starting next Friday, the district and First Student are going to have regional pickup sites for kids to get those kid packs. First Student buses are going to be at those sites at designated times that they're still trying to work out so kids can come there and pick them up. But they just want to let you know that if random people are walking up to houses, your house or houses in your neighborhood, that's what's going on. So fantastic news to see that kid pack thing, that the school district and everybody's sort of rallied together to make sure that services continue that are needed. So I just wanted to let you folks know what was going on with that. But we kick off the show today. We're talking with Gail Shirley. She's with Lewis and Clark Public Health. Gail, thank you for taking time out. Obviously, you guys just a little bit busy right now.
We are, Troy, but I appreciate this opportunity to get to speak to your listeners about what's been going on locally with regard to COVID-19. But before we start, may I just take a moment and say thank you to the Helena School District, to Salvation Army, to all those volunteers, to everyone who is thinking of creative ways to keep on going through this situation.
Yeah, this is one of those times where Helena becomes Helena and Montana is Montana, and we see people supporting one another, and it's fantastic to see. Gail, for those that are just unsure sort of how public health operates, you guys are behind the curtains most often. Can you kind of explain just in general what it is that Lewis and Clark Public Health does? Typically, obviously, this is a little bit of a different situation, but just generally, what did your day look like about 3 weeks ago?
Let's see, 3 weeks ago we
which
were
seems like a
probably
very long
pretty
time
much
ago.
Doing, yes it does, I can hardly remember what day it is these days. About 3 weeks ago, life was pretty much normal. It's been about 3 weeks ago that people started here and locally and in Montana to recognize that COVID-19 was not something that happens elsewhere in the world, but something that can happen here too. And we started getting a lot of calls. We stood up our emergency response team, and we have been working lots of overtime to try to address the situation. Some of our responsibilities during an event like this are, first of all, to get out good, solid, accurate information so everyone can make good decisions about their own health. And secondly, we do what's called contact tracing. When we find out that there is a person with the disease in our county, we then contact them, interview them, find out where they've been and who they may have been in contact with, and then we start calling those contacts and advising them to self-quarantine for 14 days to stop any spread. So there's a lot of phone calling going on with our public health nurses. A lot of work trying to get the word out in whatever way we can. And just the other thing would be, you know, making decisions, looking at strategies we can use in the community to help slow or stop the spread. So, for example, we did order certain businesses to close because they were businesses that encouraged the gathering of people, which normally we would think was a great thing, but right now it's not. So So we do have the authority to make some fairly strong orders regarding how to keep our public health safe.
Yeah. Gail Shirley with Lewis and Clark Public Health is our guest to start the show today. How many people do you have there, Gail, in the department that are sort of working to make all this happen?
We're a fairly smallish department. We have an incident command team of, I believe it's 5 or 6 people working on this every day. And then we have other staff who we are pulling in to work on this, make phone calls, answer phones. So we have about 44, I think it is, staff altogether. And I would say probably half of them are in some way getting involved in the response to COVID-19.
Sure. Yeah, this is one of those instances that you jump into action. I mean, as you said, this is an exponential. I mean, this is an exponential spread kind of thing. One person can really put this out there. So you have to be on top of this. And as Gail said, public health was, of course, involved in the decision to issue that state of emergency for the county, and then not too long after closed down places like restaurants, bars, gyms. What goes into that decision? Give us a peek behind. What's the process? Because obviously that's you folks live here. You know people, you know neighbors that are in and that run those businesses. That's not an easy decision to make.
You're right. It was not an easy decision to make. We realize that there are consequences beyond the public health situation. But our job is to protect public health. And so we have to consider all strategies that will accomplish that. And in this case, recognizing that people should not be gathering in large groups, we made that decision. And we realize it's had some detrimental effects on people, but we've also been very encouraged to see how creative people have been in our community in dealing with that. I've heard about restaurants that never used to offer takeout. They are during this situation. I've heard of bookstores delivering books. We've seen, like you said earlier, the efforts to get food to kids. There are, in many cases, creative ways we can work around what we have to do to stay healthy.
Is there any thought, or what would be the scenario in which the thought of those closures would expand to other businesses?
Well, we're looking at that every day and taking that into consideration as something we may have to do at some point. We have put out guidance to a number of different kinds of businesses, including theaters, churches, daycares, and we've asked them to take extra precautions. And we've been happy to see that the theaters and churches and some daycares are making that decision themselves to close down because they see that they're putting people at risk if they don't.
Yeah. Gail Shirley with the Lewis and Clark Public Health Department is our guest to start the show today. Before I let you go, Gail, what is the latest information that you can share with us, best practices, things that the community needs to be aware of?
Well, I know people get tired of hearing wash your hands, and sometimes I feel like, you know, the mom of a toddler telling people over and over. But some of those measures, like washing your hands often, keeping that social distance to 6 feet, those work. You don't have to necessarily isolate yourself in your home if you are not sick, as long as you're taking measures to keep yourself from getting sick and exposing anyone else if it turns out you do have the virus. So social distancing, that not going to large gatherings, keeping a 6-foot distance between you and others, washing hands, I'm trying to think of what else. Those are the two that I've been really focused
biggies
on personally. But you've seen the messaging about, don't touch your face, all of those kinds of normal hygiene type messages. And they seem so simplistic. And I think sometimes people think, you know, look at how horrible COVID-19 is. How can something so simple make any difference? But it does.
Yeah, absolutely. Gail Shirley with the Lewis and Clark Public Health. Gail, thanks for taking time this morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Troy. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
Yeah, stick around. We've got more coming on Coffee Break. Kathy Burwell, just around the corner. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break, and I appreciate you sticking around this morning, joining us to finish the show. Our good friend Kathy Burwell. Kathy, the president, CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. Kathy, I'm sorry you're not here in person, but I'm glad you're able to take some time for us this morning.
No problem. I'm always happy to help out.
Well, you've had an interesting few weeks. We all have, but you've certainly been very busy these last, well, I mean, it feels like a few weeks. It's been like 6 days.
Yeah,
a bit of an unprecedented situation for you in the chamber right now, really.
Exactly. It has been, it definitely is a different world right now, and the chamber's working really hard to adapt to that and to help all of our business members. And, you know, it's just, we're just doing the best we can. My staff's working extra hard, and, we're trying to do everything we can to make it easier for people to get through this.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many businesses already, as we said. I mean, this is days in at this point, and there's businesses hurting. There have been some layoffs from various businesses. I know some have just had to close their doors. I know, like, La Paz last night, he announced, you know what, we just can't do it. We've got to close the doors, and I guess that, you know, just pray that they can come back when this is all over. That's tough for them, obviously tough for you as a chamber.
It's really tough to watch that happen, and, we just hope that people can rebound. The business owners are taking an especially big hit, and, of course, so are their employees, because they can't afford to pay them and when they're not open and working and bringing in money. So it has been, especially hard on them. The timing couldn't have been worse when it was day before St. Patrick's Day. Many businesses were gearing up for that and had supplies ready to go, and then there was nothing. So that's been really tough. I know a lot of the restaurants have been doing things for their employees, sharing the food that they had, different things to try to help them get through.
We're talking with Kathy Burwell with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce this morning. I do want to throw out a mention, a good friend of the show, the Bagel Company over, both of their locations. We're usually over on Last Chance a couple times a month. We're going to have to not do that for a little while. We are going to be out there next Tuesday. But Kevin contacted us this morning and said, you know what, we are open right now. So if you want to go in and get a bagel, get a coffee, a lot of these places are still trying to fight through this.
Right.
And so folks listening out there, I know you've come by, you've said hi when we were over at the Bagel Company. Head on over today. He's open this morning. Go get some breakfast, get some coffee, and say hi, say thanks to Kevin. You've been working, Kathy,
right.
I know, putting together a list of dining options, right? I mean,
because
people are wondering right now, like, what is open?
Right. We went through and called every one of our chamber members that provides food or services of that sort and called them and found out what they're doing to adapt to this, if they're doing curbside, takeout, window only, or, whatever they're doing to adapt to this. So if you go to the HelenaChamber.com, there is a link there that you can pull up all of those businesses and see what their situation is. If they're not on the list, then they're either not a chamber member, for one thing, or they are not open. You know, some of the more fine dining locations, it just doesn't work out for them to do takeout. And but most of your basic restaurants, though, and coffee shops and things like that, you can still go in and get food and leave. You can't sit down and dine.
Yeah.
And if they are not letting people into the establishment, they will. You can call them and they'll come out curbside, or they have a drive-through window. So people are really trying to adapt to this, and you know, we're encouraging people to maybe treat the office or your family for delivery. That, you know, of course there's DoorDash and delivery.com here in Helena, and Cafe Courier. There's ways you can still support these businesses and help them through this, and if you don't need food delivered, buy a gift card for later on. You know, you can go online to most of those restaurants and buy a gift card, or run in and get a gift card and still help them out. And I think that, you know, they're the ones that are truly hurting through this, and we don't want to lose them.
Yeah, Kathy Burwell is our guest on Coffee Break this morning. She's the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, and she is working overtime right now to help the businesses in our community keep going. What are you hearing, Kathy, from places like, the Department of Commerce, Small Business Administration, that sort of thing? Is there any information coming out from places like that?
Yes, and you can access that on our website at helenachamber.com. We have information on the SBA loans. They have some really low interest loans for emergency for the people getting through this. I think you're going to see even more emergency funds coming through from the federal government. I see they signed a $100 billion relief fund last night, and I think you're going to see some help. You know, I see where they waived the option where you have to apply for so many jobs to get unemployment. So people who have been laid off can immediately put in for funds for being unemployed. So there's a lot of things people can do, but I you know, urge people to check out we built a new webpage specifically for help through this, and it also has a link on there to all these restaurants that are still open and trying to do the best they can. I guess the biggest thing we want to tell people is don't panic. You know, Montana has about 12 cases right now that are confirmed. I think, you know, we're a state with very few people. So and all of those people are being treated at home. They are not in hospitals. I think we just need to not panic and, you know, use the resources that are out there. You know, follow all the guidelines. If you're an at-risk person, you need to behave accordingly. Go home, stay home, sequester yourself, whatever. This is especially hard on the senior citizens. Which brings up one thing I was going to mention. You know, some of our businesses like Touchmark and Edgewood and some of those rest homes or places for senior citizens, they are really struggling for people to work. So if people who have been laid off are work or the older students that want to get out and make a little money, they are hiring immediately because they need people to deliver the meals to the rooms and to help out. You know, it's just a whole different situation for them when people can't come down to the dining room, when they have to you know, have more care. So for people out there that would like to help out or make a little money during this time, those places are definitely hiring.
Yeah, so that's good news because there are, as we've mentioned, there have been people that were unfortunately laid off from businesses here in town. There are jobs available for those folks if they want to jump in.
Right. You know, we've always had, the last year or two, we've had a lot of job openings in Helena. So there are places, you know, I mean, we have, you know, layoffs from businesses impacted, but we have people being laid off the end of this week from Macy's. You know, there's some other situations around town that have caused layoffs. So we really encourage people to help out. This would also be a chance to do something that would be really rewarding, is to go up and help those senior citizens with their needs. And so I, you know, I really encourage people to just let's try to get through this one day at a time, and hope for a smaller impact than a larger one. I mean, just we don't know how long this is going to last, but let's hope it's not as lengthy as they keep throwing numbers out there, and especially in Montana, because we have less impact than some of the other states.
Kathy Burwell with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce is our guest on Coffee Break this morning. And you mentioned the new area of your website talking about all this. I did actually wander through that last night. And you talk with folks about the economic injury worksheets. That's something that can be pretty important for them to fill out, and fill out quickly, right?
Right. And I believe most of that can be done online. You don't have to go into the job service to do all of that. And, you know, we just want people to get signed up early, because then, you know, it can really be devastating to some families that are living paycheck to paycheck to try to absorb the loss of income here. So they'll want to get signed up as soon as they can.
Well, and for businesses that are able to, Kathy, at least for now, stay open, what are you advising them to do in order to help employees, help customers? Because we want businesses to stay open, but we want them, we want customers to stay healthy at the same time.
Right. Especially for office buildings, we're encouraging them to use the, you know, the social space that they're telling people to stay 6 feet. I know in our office, we're trying to stay in our offices and not do too much socializing. We're doing a lot of cleaning around the office more than normal with Clorox, and, you know, just trying to keep our staff safe. And I would encourage people to do that too, to just do their best. But, you know, if they're able to, if you have laptops and the situation warrants it, you know, encourage people, especially people that might be more at risk, to work from home. You know, it's just a different thing right now. And I think just try to keep things normal, encourage them to be available during work hours if they are working from home, so that it keeps your business efficient and still moving forward. Most places can forward the phones to their cell phone or their home phone, so that they can still answer the phone and be, you know, as responsive as they can. But I think this is a time to be accommodating. And it's just, we don't want people to feel like they have to be at a certain location where there's a lot of other people working. So, you know, do what's best for your business. And again, try not to incite any panic. The one thing that concerned me a little bit is how many people are canceling events quite a ways out. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage, especially organizations that depend on fundraisers and things like that, to maybe, what we've done with the chamber events is we are postponing them. So we're not totally canceling them. We will reschedule those when it is appropriate and time allows. But, you know, I hate to see people just cancel. Some of them are canceling 2 and 3 months out. We don't know how long this will last. So I think, you know, be a little optimistic and postpone those things so that you can reschedule later and not just give up on it.
Yeah. Kathy Burwell with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest this morning. We've got a little bit left, and it's just now a time, as Kathy said, it's a time to support these businesses really more than ever. We talk about supporting our businesses here in Helena all the time, but you know what? Right now they're hurting. So many of them have been supporting and sponsoring our you know, nonprofits, fundraisers, youth baseball and soccer teams. They've been there for us, and now more than ever, it's our turn to be there for them.
Exactly. And that's what the chamber is planning on doing. You know, we're going to try to hang on there, you know, for especially the impacted businesses. You know, their membership with the chamber is more important now than ever. And so, you know, if they're going to be a month or two late paying us, we're going to be fine. We're going to, you know, I think businesses need to be a little bit conscious of that and try to be a little more accommodating, because it's just a different world right now. We don't know if this will be another 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, another 2, 3, 4 months. And we're hoping for the lower end of all of that. But I think people need to be as accommodating as they can, not only to their employees, but for their customers. And we also are recommending that people take an internal look at their business. If the business is slower right now, this is the time to jump on and do some online training, upgrade your computer system, things that would normally be disruptive to your business. Maybe take the time to do that now when you've got some time on your hands and refocuses your staff on things besides the pandemic.
Yeah. Kathy Burwell with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. Kathy, before I run out of time, just really quickly, can you give folks the address for your site once again if they want to get online? Because the chamber has put together a list of members as far as restaurants, dining options that are still open. That's available online. Where do people go to find that?
It's at helenachamber.com. And if you just scroll down about halfway down the page, there's a gray banner across the middle of the page, and that's where all the resources are. And there's a list there of all of those restaurants and their hours and their new situation.
Okay. Kathy, thanks for all the work that you do. It's like we said, it's busier now than it's ever been before, and really more important now than it's been in a long time. So thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for taking the time. I'm sure we talk with Kathy really once a month typically. I think we might talk with you more often than that, if you're okay with that, Kathy.
That's fine. I'm always available.
All right. That's all the time we have for Coffee Break this morning. We'll see you back here tomorrow. But now, the latest from ABC News. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.